You know those scenes where I like in sci-fi movies where packages just sort of zip through the air and float right down to your
Oh,
doorstep?
yeah, total science fiction. Or it was.
Exactly. For years, pure imagination. But here's where it gets really interesting. Amazon, they've actually launched it.
Prime Air, fully autonomous drone delivery.
Yes. And this isn't some pilot program or a small test. No, this is a live commercial thing happening right now.
In three U.S. cities to start.
Right. So today, our deep dive is all about figuring out how this, well, seemingly futuristic step is fundamentally changing logistics and, our daily lives too. Okay, let's unpack this.
What's fascinating here is this launch. It's way more than just moving boxes differently.
How so?
It represents a really profound shift. It's about how we're integrating these advanced autonomous systems into just everyday life.
Ah, okay, normalizing the tech.
Exactly. Amazon isn't just delivering stuff. They're strategically getting us used to seeing drones around. And that speeds up public acceptance of, sophisticated AI and robotics.
Makes sense.
And their decision to start small,
Right.
just Austin, Denver, and San Diego, that wasn't just pulling names out of a hat.
No.
No, it's a really calculated strategic move. It lets them manage public perception carefully, gather all sorts of operational data from different environments, and really fine-tune the service before they go bigger.
So why those specific cities?
Well, each offers something different. Austin, for instance, it's got that tech-savvy culture, right? Probably more open regulation-wise.
Okay.
Denver gives them diverse terrain. You think urban sprawl, but also more varied landscapes. That's a real challenge for the drone's AI, good for collecting data on performance.
And San Diego.
San Diego, well, it has pretty mild weather, stable air, which helps. Plus, they've worked with the FAA before on drone integration pilots, so that likely smoothed the path for getting approval.
Ah, the FAA approval, that must have been
Oh,
huge.
absolutely. Getting the green light for this scale, that really positions Amazon as a front runner. It gives them a pretty substantial competitive advantage in this new market.
Okay, but practically speaking, how does this actually impact, you listening at home?
Right.
Well, if you happen to be an eligible Prime member and you live in one of these specific zones,
Specific delivery zone, yeah.
you can now order items, lightweight stuff, things you need quickly. Think like over-the-counter meds, maybe some tech
Or
accessories.
that missing ingredient for dinners.
Not totally. Stuff under 5 pounds. And the speed is, well, pretty remarkable. Deliveries in under 30 minutes.
That's the game changer, the speed.
And the delivery itself sounds kind of cool. Like the drone flies to your yard, it hovers safely,
Kaya.
and then it gently lowers the package down on a tether. So no direct contact, it just drops it softly.
And that emphasis on safety, especially with the tether, it's absolutely paramount. You have to be safe.
Right.
These drones, they're packed with sophisticated tech. Sense and avoid, they call it.
So it sees things.
It avoids them. Yeah. It's not just about spotting big static objects like buildings. It allows them to autonomously identify and navigate around things in real time. People walking by, maybe a pet in the yard, even chimneys,
Like the outline mentioned
even
of.
chimneys, power lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Static stuff too. This advanced spatial awareness is crucial for a safe flight path from the warehouse right to your yard.
And they look different too, right? Hexagonal.
That distinctive shape, yeah.
Yeah.
Six propellers, lots of sensors.
Yeah.
It's not just for looks. It underlines the redundancy, the engineering focus on both safety and efficiency.
So by being so upfront about safety, they're building trust.
Exactly. They're actively addressing those common worries people have about drones flying over their houses. That's been a major hurdle for the whole industry.
That proactive approach seems smart. Now, look, this is obviously a huge leap,
It is.
but we should also probably acknowledge Prime Air right now. It's a pretty segmented. It's not like everyone can get drone delivery tomorrow.
Not yet, no. It's optimized for very specific things like packages.
Which kind of suggests maybe that the future of logistics isn't just drones, right? It's probably multimodal.
Very likely. A package might go by truck partway, then a drone for the final mile, maybe even a bike courier in some areas, using the best tool for each part of the trip.
Makes sense. But Amazon is thinking bigger. They've got ambitious plans.
Oh, yeah. Expansion is definitely on the roadmap.
They're aiming for, what, dozens of US metro areas by 2026?
That's the goal.
And they're already planning upgrades, like handling heavier packages, more AI smarts for tricky city routes.
Maybe even rooftop landing pads in dense urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
All weather capability is another big one they'll need to tackle.
Of course, it's not just Amazon in this race. Competition's heating up. Walmart, Google's Wing, Zipline.
They're all scaling up quickly, too. It's becoming a very active space.
So what does this all mean? Where does this leave us?
Well, this brings us to a really important question, I think. Amazon's Prime Air launch, it feels like a monumental step. It takes drone delivery from, you know, that far-off concept.
Right, the sci-fi stuff.
And puts it firmly on the path to becoming, well, an inevitable part of how things get delivered that last mile.
Inevitable, huh?
I think so. Think about how fast consumer expectations adapt. We got used to next-day delivery incredibly quickly. Once people experience this new level of speed and convenience with drones,
they'll expect it.
They'll see it as a standard, efficient option. And that puts huge pressure on the entire logistics industry. Everyone will have to either adopt similar tech or figure out new ways to compete.
So the real question isn't if anymore.
Exactly. This raises an important question. It's no longer if drone delivery will become widespread, but really how quickly it's going to become just an expected, everyday part of our lives. How fast will it reshape what we think of as instant?